Welcome to season two of We're Listening the Podcast. We are back with fresh perspective and a renewed energy. So whether you're new to the community or a seasoned practitioner, we continue to create a community where every voice is valued, respected, and heard. Welcome to today's episode. Ladies and gentlemen, everyone, welcome, welcome, welcome back. And I got a treat for us today. We're going back to school, y'all. We're going to university. We have a young, bright, amazing person that we're going to interview and hear her story firsthand. She reached out to connect, and we decided to just record the whole conversation. Well, actually, I begged her to please come on and share her story. It's kind of like a long story, but everybody, welcome to the show, Sajana Karthik, all the way from university into British Columbia area. How you doing?
Hi, I'm doing great. Thanks so much for having me.
Thank you for being here. What actually university are you in?
I'm at University of British Columbia.
Oh, it is the University of British Columbia. Y'all said it correct. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So if you are in the area, you know, make sure you check in on her. She is out there doing amazing things, and you're super, super new to this community. And I can't wait to hear your story. So I do want to just start with, you know, telling the audience a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, for sure. So like mentioned, I'm in my second year of university. I'm studying sociology, but I might go into social work because I thought that would be support, I guess. Hopefully people might be interested in you know, exploring the three principles with me if I had a social work degree. that's my wish. That's my wish. We'll see what happens. But besides that, I used to actually run like a writing organization, and my friend and I, we both created a mental health app together. And I was leading this mental health campaign, and then I started to explore the three principles and had to kind of throw away some of those things because I realized that, you know, what I was seeing was very different from what I was kind of preaching, and I didn't really feel honest anymore. But besides that, I also really like writing, and I've been published, and I also do like a podcast for Close Look Productions. So it gets posted on Shaw Multicultural Channel. So I like to keep myself busy. But right now, university's been taking up too much of my time.
Okay, wait a minute now. Like, so just maybe this is me. Mm-hmm. All right, because I'm old. All right, so I'm just okay. So how, if university is taking up all of your time, how in the world do you have time to be published as an author, to be leading a creating an app, leading a movement, doing a campaign? Like, how much time do you have in your day? Like,
to be fair, a lot of those things were in high school. So I peaked in high school.
Wait, that's even worse. Wait a minute. Because in high school, I was not trying to change the world. I was not. In high school, I was definitely not trying to change the world. So where did this start? Like, where did it go that, because it seems like very young, you must have knew your place was serving the community or serving humanity, better said. When did that first hit you?
I started volunteering when I was in grade six. I guess I just wanted to be involved in some way and like put my energy and time towards something, but then I actually really enjoyed it as well. And also, like, my mom, before she passed away, she was, I've heard, because she passed away when I was quite young. So she was always very involved in like social work, even though that wasn't her career. So for me, I think that's why mental health is also has been such a prominent aspect of my life, because unfortunately when I was younger, she committed suicide. So all that kind of just added to the fact that, like, I know that if I want to do social work, I think it's going to be more towards like mental health and support. And that's why towards like grade 10 or 11, instead of just volunteering, I was like, maybe I'll make my own organizations and, you know, co-create that app with my friend and see where that kind of takes us. So yeah, that was kind of my calling.
Oh, I absolutely love that, because what it points to is the education of lived experience.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're right. You didn't have to go learn how to deal with mental health issues. You had already had those experiences in your life. You didn't need to go to university for them to sit down and tell you how to process your pain because you had already been through. You had already started dealing with those things. And kudos to you and the friend that was just like, yeah, I'm up for creating an app on mental health. Like, wow, that's pretty cool. So you graduate high school, you get to university. When did you kind of get wind of the principle, so to speak?
So it was a few years ago, like in I think grade 11 or so, that I started to just explore the three principles. And it's actually because at the time I am still working for Close Look, but I was more involved with Close Look Productions and making like episodes for Shaw Multicultural through them. And
Okay.
I was supposed to interview someone, and unfortunately he wasn't able to make it to the interview, which was totally fine. But I did find out from my colleague that he does do work around mental health. So I was like, oh, maybe, he can be my mentor or help me out. Not knowing at all that how he approaches mental well-being is so different from conventional therapy, which was what I was used to for so long. So I reached out to him, and then he decided to do these like weekly youth calls. So me and like a few other people, we started doing these weekly calls, and then I just became more engrossed in it, and then I started to drop some of the things I was doing because it just didn't align as much anymore. And then and then from there I just started to connect with people. So I've connected with like Chris and Judy, for instance, or I connect with like practitioners, and I started working on like some three principles like podcasts as well with some practitioners in the community, and then connected with Beyond Recovery as well, because they do the I think it's called the buddy system, where you can kind of like connect with an inmate as well. And then I just started to create some more opportunities for myself. Like right now I connected with this Indian organization to see if I can do like weekly calls with them to like share whatever little understanding I might have, and see how that helps them. So yeah, that's kind of been my journey.
No, I love that. And I just want to flag for you, it's not a little bit that you know. You know it. Even if you just think about how much you've learned from just your high school years to now, that would be beneficial for a lot of people. So I don't want to minimize it. I want you to keep sharing that story
Thank
because it's
you.
so inspiring, it's so helpful, even because of your youth. That's the vibrancy behind it. Because most of Well, I won't say most. I'll just say me again. I'm old, right? So for me, now having this understanding, of course, the thought comes through my mind, oh my God, how would I have been as a person if I knew this when I was 20? What would my life be like if I knew this when I? And so seeing you do things like this at such an early age, it's like, ah, my life would have been cool. I'm okay with that. Not saying it's perfect, not saying you don't have problems, but like, man, to start seeing at such an early age, the things that don't benefit me, I can let go and keep holding on to those that benefit me. That's just very, very good. Wow. So what else? Like, what do your siblings think?
So it's just me and my dad, and
You and your dad.
and my grandparents are very supportive. Thank you for all the kind words you're saying, by the way. I feel very, very grateful, and they've always been very supportive of me. Just in terms of everything, like they even encourage me to slow down when I'm stressed about school. So it's nice to not have that pressure. And I know earlier we were talking about expectations. So I feel like that's one of the things that I've kind of learned from them as well, is just not having those expectations. I feel is what makes me want to do more and have the bandwidth to do that as well without feeling that constrained. So I really owe it to them for that nurturing.
That's such a cool thing to learn. I recently just learned that, like probably about I think it was maybe 2.5, 3 years ago that I stopped living by expectations and start living by agreements. Meaning I wouldn't make up what others had to do and I wouldn't make up what I had to do. I would agree, And I would give my very best to every opportunity I was in front of. That's
Yeah.
it. Again, that's, I don't have any pressure. That means if I have to show up feeling ill one day, I'm going to give you 100% of ill. Like, I mean, like of a cold. But I'm going to give you all I got, no matter the state of mind that I'm in. So learning
Definitely.
that is very helpful.
For sure. And it helps, I think, give yourself grace as well. Like when you're not, because you're not creating those expectations. So you're just kind of doing the best with what you can give and not putting that pressure on yourself and recognizing the humanness. Because I think we have been conditioned to kind of live by certain standards, you know, to survive, to excel, to do well, I guess. So yeah, it's really nice to just be able to enjoy what you kind of have, I guess.
How else have you been able to see, the principles at play in your life that helped you through difficulties as you got older?
So I think in a lot of different ways, like my dad and I, our relationship has been strained because, you know, there was a lot of like, you know, disputes in the house between my dad and my stepmom, and then that kind of got transferred over to me and how he would treat me. And then I realized I was falling into certain patterns as well that he was. So I kind of recognized that, and I'm still guilty of doing that sometimes too. I'm definitely, it's not linear at all, but I think just kind of giving a lot more grace. And you know, before, when my dad would say maybe hurtful or abusive things, I used to, you know, take that personally or also say something hurtful back as well, because it was my defense mechanism. And I'm learning to just kind of, I guess, just give him a lot more grace, because I think we expect a lot from our parents. Like, they're supposed to be good role models, and you know, they're supposed to protect us. And then we don't really realize that they're just also human beings, and they're doing this for the first time too. Like, they're being human for the first time, they're parents for the first time. They're also like, just like, you know, children who are exploring new things. They're on that same journey, but I don't think in our culture we give as much grace as we should. And obviously that's not saying to be like a doormat or anything, but I think, again, just removing those expectations and seeing the context of things too, because I realized that he was just seeing his reality a very different way from mine. So sometimes I would let him say whatever he wants and then just walk away. And that really helped. Or I would, just kind of take a break, and I think automatically we're kind of met with that clarity, I feel.
Yeah, I your grounding is so inspiring right now.
Thank you.
Like, one of the biggest things I've saw within the last couple of years, at least from our exposure to the principles, was actually how brilliant the youth were. I had the old mindset that, oh, you're too young to know anything, be quiet. The kid is supposed to be seen, not heard. Like, I come from that kind of upbringing and background, but man, when I listen to you all talk, like you, my guys from the Rebels for Peace, the people I work with in Inside Alliance, anytime, man, you guys on fire. Like, you guys are awakened to something that I'm like excited to see play out in the world. Like, that is just, I mean, super amazing to have that awareness to know, my father's dealing with something else of its own too. It's not me. I'm just going to walk away and let this settle down for a minute. Like, that's, I don't know many adults who have that grounding.
I mean, to be fair, I do definitely fall into the trap still.
Bruh. I mean, of course. I mean, a couple of years ago, I remember telling the story on one of these podcasts. I was screaming at my neighbor, like, I'm about to beat your ass. And I was like, wait a minute, wait a minute, what just happened here? I was way back. I went all the way back. But he had screamed at me like, no, you don't have to fight me, just listen. And there it was. It clicked. It was like, oh, I can do something else here. I don't have to fight him. I can actually listen. That's an option, so again, beautiful to see. So what's life What's a day like? What's a day in your life?
I wake up, I get ready. I started doing like Kriya as well, which I learned in India as well. So it's like meditation, and I'm trying to invest more into myself in a non kind of like selfish or egotistic way, but like more like practices like meditation or so on, just so I can feel more fulfilled, because I think giving myself a lot more grace has allowed me to be more productive. So I usually just do a lot of schoolwork, yeah, I just try to spend time with friends, with family, just reading any Three Principles books I can. Just exploring that. And then, yeah, like I mentioned, I do the weekly calls with the Indian organization to also kind of share my understanding. And I also connect with Beyond Recovery as well to write letters. And yeah, I'm also applying to ho hopefully help people with like a crisis line intervention. So I got accepted, and I'm just trying to work towards that. So it'll be kind of interesting, because maybe they're not using kind of the Three Principles lens, but it would be kind of interesting to see a different way of how people help, and then see if there's a way to incorporate more of the understanding as well. But I've talked to some people, and they always say, like, as long as you listen and you're open-minded, that in itself is the Three Principles. So
That's it.
yeah, so I'm just trying to keep that in mind, and not get too into my head and worry about, oh, I feel like I'm misleading people by, going a different way.
I think you're on, because you said a few things, and I'll just grab them real quick, because I really want to make the point on them. The piece you said about giving yourself the grace, that was beautiful, because that's all any person honestly has to do through this process of learning. Everybody's on a learning curve. You also said earlier that life's not linear, which totally true. Like, there is totally true, and it's also evident by looking out into nature. There are no straight lines in nature. Everything's are on a curve or bound. Every rock has its own formation or shape. So in nature, there aren't really straight lines. We created straight lines for things like homes, houses, for the human experience.
That's a great point.
The piece you said about wanting to serve and going in there and listening first to the way they are moving before deciding to try to bring something new. That is such a huge thing. And so many times I've made the mistakes of going into new rooms and just trying to hurry up and plant down the flag of three principle teaching without listening. And it came off very egotistical. It came off very, very not as clean as it could have had I listened first. Obviously, everyone in those rooms that are seeking something are already looking. Their heads are turned looking for something new and fresh. I don't want to violently snatch their head around to something else. I want to kind of just have a conversation, listen, and get a connection and say, hey, well, what about looking this way? Can you really see something better if we look this way? And it tends to work very well. So that was also something that you said. I am going to have a good time following you, watching you grow, watching you teach. And now I have you in my head with Karis and Macy, of the youth that are just changing the world, along with Omar and Prince and Dejan and all. Oh, man, this is just wow. This was fun. This was super fun. I really want to thank you for a few things. One, just deciding to come on and do this off the cuff and share your story. Two, for what you're doing.
Thank you.
You are making a difference. Your impact is felt just from the inspiration I have now, the energy I have. And I usually bring the energy to my episodes, but I'm sitting here just like, wow, this young lady is so amazing. Like, this is so cool. Your
Oh, thank you.
story, the way you move, the way you operate, that's what's up. That's all. That's what's up. I don't know what else to say. Just what's up, man? Like, that's what's up. So I am going to turn it over to you, but I mean, really, all I want you to do is just share a little bit of your heart. But I'm pretty sure the community is going to love hearing this.
Oh, thank you. I guess just like to your point about things not being linear, like even reading about like Taoist cultures or Hindu cultures, they talk about how things are more circular and how they kind of come full round. And I think learning to kind of embrace that is really nice. And like we talked about, I think expectations, like even in like relationships, in friendships, I think just giving people that grace and, not having to forcefully put boundaries, is really, really relieving, because then you can just like love kind of unconditionally in that sense. And that's really nice, because you don't have to, calculate, oh, is this person taking advantage of me? And, is this person on the bus being racist to me? Because I've definitely been there. And obviously it can be hurtful, but I think just seeing that the humanness in people is so much more enjoyable, and not like in an oblivious way, but just genuinely feeling that. And also just being okay with sometimes falling back into the trap, because I think that's also part of being human too. And that non-linear part of it. Yeah.
Thank you for listening to today's episode. For more information about the podcast, please go to 3pgc.org. If you're looking for more information about how to become a practitioner, or you want to be featured on the show as a new, fresh voice in the principles, send us an email at info@3pgc.org. We'd love to hear from you. Knowing there is no end or limitation, nor are there boundaries to the human mind, have the day you deserve.